your listener-supported Christian radio station, WCNO 89.9 FM, Palm City.
But one of the things is in that boat is that they had seen all of this, but at this particular instance, when the waves were coming in the boat, Jesus is asleep at the back of the boat, they wake him up, and you can hear the fear and the panic in there. He said, "Don't you care, teacher?
We're going to perish.
We're going to drown."
Help!
And he gets up and he does something that not one of them could ever have imagined. He speaks and commands the wind and the waves. And not only did he speak to them and command them, instantly they listened. And they knew. They knew he was powerful, but they didn't know he was that powerful. It's a great moment in history for me. And the faith is not, we think we know where God's going and what he's doing. And we want to even suggest we do not know what he's doing in the lives of people. We do not know where he's going.
No.
And when Mary in her humility said, "This, you do what I could not have imagined done." And even the disciples wrestled with this. They were witnessing, they had trouble understanding who this Messiah was, who the Son of God was.
Because they want to put him in a box.
Hey,
we're going to start a church, and we're all going to wear purple shirts. Now, only you who have purple shirts are going to heaven. Everybody else is going to hell. You've got to be real careful about tribalism. And that's little Jack in the Box. Pop goes the God. Somebody gets healed miraculously of cancer. And you said these scriptures. Now they go on and form a whole ministry on these scriptures and then wonder why people aren't still being healed of cancer.
Yeah.
God's, you know.
And of course, the other thing that's at work in evangelicalism, and particularly in the United States, is we are just suckers for celebrityism. We love this pastor's doing it. This, look at the following this guy has or she has. And we want to read their book and we think that, hey, if we follow their steps, we too will find that success. But the success in the kingdom, I experience God on the boundaries, in the quiet places often, with the least likely people. And that's where I often am open to embrace just running into you yesterday, for example. And here we are.
Jesus was a man acquainted with many sorrows. Now, that quote has been my quote the past year, year and a half, because I believe we only grow in the valleys. I'll say this, I don't want to say it a lot, I'm not looking for any compassion really, I'm just saying, I'm essentially sad. I did what you did. See, for 28 years, I've interviewed over 40,000 people. You go to the movies, a lot of those people I've interviewed. You go in the evening news, there'll be five or six people I've interviewed. So all this idolization or fawning over the rich, the famous, and you yourself were with these billionaires you're flying around. I have a few friends like that too. One thing I've realized, money doesn't buy happiness and it doesn't buy elegance or class.
I'll tell you that it actually buys the opposite. It brings heartache, it brings distrust.
It's a thief.
It is a thief. And I can personally testify a 55-foot Hatteras turns into a custom Willis, and when the neighbor turns up with a 72-foot Donzi, my boss now says, "I got a small boat." And he I enjoyed my time.
Have you been to Monaco?
I've not been to Monaco. But, you know, these guys
one
here...
One is bigger than the other.
One is bigger than the other. And, you know, that's why these multi-billionaires have multiple super yachts, because you never buy happiness there. And that was part of what God was doing in my life, saying, hey, I got some work for you to do, but it's not going to be necessarily easy or comfortable. We were never promised that. And that's part of the success mentality that the church is brought into. Jesus actually said it's going to be a hard journey, but the rewards in heaven are out of this world.
Tribulations. Let's talk about tribulations, because I feel like that later in life I'm going, wow, everything I held in high esteem, you know, the fame of man. Now you know the Beatles. I know the Beatles. Okay. So a few years ago, Paul McCartney, who's a genius of the bass player, walked into history as a musician. He was on the not the Academy Awards. What's it? What are they called? Not the Oscars. What do they call that for? The Grammys. So this is a number of years ago, maybe 10, 12 years ago. The number one tweet around the world, the number one tweet from 16-year-old girls was, "Who is Paul McCartney?" They didn't know.
Yeah.
The fame of man is fleeting.
Yeah, it's fleeting. It's fleeting. It doesn't pass. Listen, let me tell you the stars I get to work with.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm showing you a picture here of a potter's wife. This is a tribe of potter's Dalits. These are the lowest of lowest untouchables.
As in clay India. Potters and clay?
As clay potters. They make pole. Now, that's a widow. She's a beautiful, smiling gal. She's got a green dress on with a red robe. And what she's holding is actually the keys to heaven. That's what I call it. It's a little audio player. This woman can't read. Her mother can't read. None of her generation, they are not only spiritually blind, many of them are actually physically blind through nutrition, bad nutrition, malnutrition. This is an example.
Cataracts.
But this woman epitomizes most of the people in Indonesia, where I also get to live and to work. Mm. And this woman, she is an amazing woman with an amazing story. Her husband drunk himself on cheap, bad liquor and has died, and she's left with a couple of kids. And I have the privilege of coming into her tiny little shack of a home where seven people sleep on this floor.
Dirt floor. Yep.
And what can I leave this woman? I'm not going to change her physical poverty. She's always going to be a Dalit. She's always going to be an undesirable and untouchable, and she'll always be barely scraping by. And her daughter and her granddaughter in time will probably do the same thing. But the one thing Jesus did promise is, I can break your spiritual poverty, and I can give you the keys to heaven.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, Amen. For the kingdom of God belongs to them.
And how do we
have to know we're poor in spirit.
And how do we reach these people? Well, one of the strategies, and I think it's an aha moment for me, is these people don't read. I could print them a book in Luke. But what we can do is the Hindi New Testament, for example, is on this little player. It's a solar-powered device. And it's got a recording.
Solar powered. I was wondering about the batteries.
And here it is. It's a little yellow box here.
Oh, you've got one.
I've got one, yes.
Oh,
it's called a Kulumi.
This is something really super new. I mean, I've never seen this.
There's Spanish. And you can change the books. I don't speak a word of Spanish, but that was okay. There's the Jesus film in Spanish. And it's got a light. Look at that, a very good light that lasts a long time. And that device there will be charged by a phone, or could be charged by a solar panel. And I give it to them. We give it to them. And
Here's
the thing about what Jesus said about the sower in Matthew. And this is one of the problems in our West. In the United States particularly, you're quite risk-averse people, bless you. You know, I've got multiple insurance policies, and you want to make sure you have enough in the money when you get old, right? But one of the things about the Christian faith, actually, is it's completely averse. It's the complete opposite of that. They want us to live in risk. We're told to take a leap of faith.
Look, this is great, this device. I mean, we should drop these off out of planes all over China in Chinese.
Listen, that is made by a Christian for-profit company. Hope Tech Global.
Well, it's got the Star of David on it.
It does.
No. Yes,
listen,
yes, it does.
They're making that before you ship it, before shipping and handling, they're making that for $20. $20. This little device here is that this doesn't have a light, but listen to this little machine.
Mateo capítulo 1. Esta es la lista de antepasados de Jesús el Mesías.
Gloria, Señor Jesús y Migo.
Oral people listen over and over and over.
Can you imagine you're poor? Now, you've been to foreign nations. I've been to Haiti. Dirt floors. I've been to Zimbabwe, Africa. Dirt floors. People don't realize 99% of the world woke up this morning with dirt floors. Something like this. They don't have a TV. They don't have a video player. They don't have an iPhone. But they're going to treasure this.
Oh, I feel like I'm giving them a Cadillac. Listen.
More. It's a Rolls Royce. They can listen to the word of God.
But what am I? It's not the product is not the machine.
Is this totally new, or are you?
No, they've been doing it, and God's asking me to promote it and get, you know, the rich Christian church buy these things and give them away. Listen.
Maybe we could. No, listen. You're a former pilot. This is perfect.
I got an idea.
I want us to get little mini parachutes. I want to fly over China and drop these things.
Jesus, this is what I want to tell you. It's a paradigm shift in missions. We don't want to move until we know that dollar or that strategy is going to work. Because
we can crowdfund this thing.
One of our, and I'm saying our, because I married an American, and they let me come to this country, and my kids were born here, and I have good people who pray for me and support me from the United States. I'm proud of that. I'll just tell you, one of your vices is stewardship. We are to be good stewards. But we're to hold on stewardship with a small s, not to become an idol. And it's also not an excuse to be stingy. We are called to be recklessly generous people with our time.
I love that, recklessly generous.
We're to be outrageously generous with our time, with our love, our attention for the other, as you said for Billy Graham. It was other-centered. Hey, and our empathy to that other person. This is where generosity shows up. And our pocketbook. The American church can afford a box of these things. You see that little one there? They're $10 before you ship them. And I'm telling mission organizations, I'm going to Mexico City tomorrow to a conference, and I'm going to, the big dogs are going to come down there with deep pocketbooks. And I said, come on. You don't need a board meeting to decide this thing. Get a box. They'll drop ship them to you. Program them whatever language, New Testament, it's all available, and get it out to your people and drop it with these people. Now, they want to know how it's going to work. Listen, how can the Word of God fail? It cannot.
It will not return void. What do the Gideons do?
That's what the Gideons do. But do you know what the Gideons work on? They work on a 0.5% of their Bibles will ever get looked at.
Yeah, and even bad news for you. I just got done traveling a bunch. They're not putting the Bibles in the hotel rooms anymore.
Isn't
where in the past,
tragic?
Stories of men about to commit suicide open up the Bible, it saves their lives, etc.
Connect me with Gideon. I will come and have a meeting with them, because what they need to do is realize that young people, even in the United States, want to have their scriptures and the message on a little audio player. I was up in Minneapolis last week, or 2 weeks ago, and I gave these out. You'll love this. I gave this little one out to some college kids, some Christian kids that came through at the Bethany Global University. And I said, what do you want? We'll give you one of these. You want an NIV? You want an ESV? They said, I want an NSV, an ESV. The little girl came back to me the next morning, and she held this tightly in her hand. And you know what she said to me? She says, I love this. I said, what do you love about it? She says, I love it because it's not my phone.
I love it because it's not my phone.
My phone is a place, she says, I fall into and I get distracted.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Search my heart and know me, every part completely, set apart to make me holy. Give me sight, show me what you like, lead me to your heart, Lord, make me holy. Find me in your mercy, Lord.
Shit.